Welcome back to Vasper Today. This is our Q&A segment, where we dig deeper into your questions after this week's main episode. We got some fantastic ones from around the world, so let's jump right in.
First up, Nora from Riyadh sent us a really sharp question about Google's Gemini Spark. She asks, with Gemini Spark automating so much of our daily workflow, how do you actually keep control? Is there a risk of losing track of what your AI is doing on your behalf?
Great question, Nora. The key thing to understand is that with always-on agents like Gemini Spark, transparency and user oversight become critical. Google's promising granular activity logs and real-time notifications, but in practice, you'll need to actively review what Spark is automating. Think of it like checking your bank statements, but for your digital life.
But let's be real, Alex. How many people actually check those logs? I worry we'll get automation fatigue, where you just trust the AI and stop paying attention. That's when mistakes or even subtle manipulations can slip through. My advice? Set up boundaries early. Decide what Spark can and can't touch and audit it regularly, especially for sensitive stuff like finances or scheduling.
Absolutely. And for developers, building in explainability and user override features isn't just a nice to have. It's going to be table stakes as these agents get more autonomy.
Next up, James from London writes in, everyone's excited about the Gemini Omni text-to-video API, but could this flood the internet with even more deepfakes and misinformation? Are we opening Pandora's box here?
That's a real concern, James. The technical leap is impressive, but the risk of synthetic media abuse is huge. Google's touting watermarking and provenance metadata, but those can be stripped or bypassed. The real defense will be in robust detection tools and, honestly, public education, helping people spot AI-generated content.
I'll play devil's advocate. Do we even want this much creative power in everyone's hands? Sure, it democratizes content, but it also means bad actors can scale up misinformation campaigns overnight. I'd love to see platforms slow down rollout. Maybe require some kind of digital signature or even licensing for high-fidelity video generation.
That's a contrarian take, but it's valid. The genie's out of the bottle. So the next 2 years will be a race between generative tech and detection tech. If you're a content creator, start thinking now about how you'll prove your work is authentic.
Youssef from Casablanca asks a practical one. With the Trump administration's AI order on hold, how should startups plan for the next year? Is it better to move fast or wait for clearer rules?
Let's break this down. The regulatory uncertainty in 2026 means startups have a window to innovate, but it's risky. My advice: build with compliance in mind, even if the rules aren't final. Document your safety practices, keep your models auditable, and be ready to pivot if regulations drop suddenly.
Or, if you're scrappy, use this time to test bold ideas. Just don't bet the company on something that could get banned overnight. I'd say, hedge your bets. Have a plan B for markets with stricter rules, like the EU, and don't ignore the ethical side just because the government's slow.
Exactly. The winners in 2026 will be the ones who can adapt quickly when the regulatory winds shift.
Ingrid from Oslo sent in a technical deep dive. How did Anthropic's Claude Mythos actually find those vulnerabilities? Is this just brute force, or is there something fundamentally new here?
Fantastic question, Ingrid. What's new is that Claude Mythos combines code analysis with reasoning over huge software corpora. It doesn't just brute force inputs. It reads code like a human, hypothesizes where bugs might hide, and then tests those hypotheses at scale. Think of it as a superhuman code reviewer that never gets tired.
That's both amazing and terrifying. If AI can outthink human security teams, does that mean we need AI to defend against AI? Are we heading for an arms race where only the biggest companies can keep up?
In some ways, yes. But open source security tools powered by similar AI models are already emerging. The key will be collaboration, sharing threat intelligence, and building collective defenses, not just siloed corporate ones.
Last one for today. Maya from Chicago asks, with OpenAI and SpaceX both eyeing IPOs in 2026, does this mean the era of move fast and break things is over for AI, or will public markets just push for even faster growth?
Here's why this matters to you, Maya. Going public brings more scrutiny, but also more pressure for quarterly results. That could mean safer, more transparent AI, or it could mean cutting corners to hit growth targets. The culture shift will depend on how investors value long-term safety versus short-term gains.
I'm skeptical that Wall Street will suddenly care about AI ethics. If anything, I think we'll see even more aggressive product launches, just with better PR. But, silver lining, public companies have to disclose more, so watchdogs and journalists will have more ammo to hold them accountable.
The next year will be a test. Can these companies balance innovation with responsibility, or will the market push them to take bigger risks? If you're working in AI, keep an eye on how these IPOs change the tone inside your company.
That's all the time we have for questions today. Thanks to everyone who wrote in. These were seriously next level.
If you've got more questions or want us to dig into a specific angle next week, send them our way. We love hearing from you.
Until next time, stay curious and maybe double check what your AI assistant is up to.
See you next week on Vasper Today.